Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I can remember when I was just a little boy, and my mother would come in and tuck me and my brother in at night and then read us a little story. After the story, she would lead us in night prayers. But I remember once in particular, one night in particular, when I began to think about forever. And I ended up in tears. My little mind was not able to grasp the big reality of eternity. But it is really the thought of eternity that has always both kept the just on the right path and has also converted sinners and made them to become great saints. Saint Augustine calls this idea of eternity the great thought. He says, "It has brought the saints to count all the honors of this world as nothing more than straw, dust, and smoke. It has caused anchorites to hide in their deserts, young men and kings to enter the cloister, and the martyrs to endure the thought of their coming tortures." And when the Gentiles would see the Christians sin, they thought them either liars or fools. And here is what they said. The Gentiles would say to Christians, "If you do not believe what you say you believe about eternity, then you are a liar." And they continued, "But if you believe in eternity and still continue to sin, you're a fool." This is one great truth that none can rightfully deny, that each one of us will one day enter into eternity. You, by name, will be in eternity. There will come a day when I am no longer on earth to be able to preach from this pulpit. And there will become a day when not a single one of you will be seen in the pews. A new generation of Catholics will then have taken our place while we are found in eternity. Each of us will have at that time either entered the place of reward or of punishment, and there we will remain forever. This is the great truth that none of us can ignore without harm to our salvation, that we will all enter eternity. And we get to choose where we will spend that eternity. But of course, for us Catholics, the goal is to spend our eternity in heaven. Now, heaven is not some boring place where you just sort of sit, almost like in an amphitheater, and you're sitting and just watching, looking around. And it's not a church where you're kneeling for all eternity. It's none of that. It is not a boring place by any means. It is a place of unending supernatural joy, where the soul will be filled with immense delight, perfect joy, perfect happiness, in which the soul will have no desire for anything else, for it is completely filled with joy. There the soul shall see God as he is in himself. Anything that we see on earth that is beautiful or good is only a faint image of the beauty and goodness of God. But in heaven, we will see the real thing. This joy and this happiness will never grow old because we're in eternity where there is no time. It is an eternal moment where that first joy never dies. It is a place of perfect peace. Peace is the tranquility of order. And there the soul shall be ordered to God, and the passions will be ordered to the soul. The soul will, our passions will no longer rebel against us. And all the citizens of heaven who are there, they will have one mind in praising God. There will be no enemies, no one to undo the good that you have done. There is no fear of that. We are all of one mind in loving and praising Almighty God. There shall be no more sickness or tears, for St. John says in the Apocalypse that God shall wipe away the tears of all of his saints. No fear of abandoning Almighty God. It is a place, in fine, of which St. Paul says that there are no human words that can describe the beauties and the joys of heaven. This is our goal. But to get there, one must live for God and for heaven. That's really what the coin of tribute meant. In a, you might say, a broader interpretation of this scripture is this: that our Lord told these Jews, do what you want about Caesar. My job is to inform you that you must serve God and live out your religion. Give up. Let the worldly folk seek after the pleasures of this world, but you serve Almighty God. In other words, he put everything right back into its proper perspective. You see, many people in this life, even good Catholics, otherwise good Catholics, have compartments for every part of their life. Oh, they have their religion compartment, which is usually reserved for Sundays and maybe holy days. And then they have their daily life compartment, and the two don't ever go together. But that is not how it's meant to be. Everything goes together. Religion goes into every single part of our life. Everything that we do, in other words, in this life, either gets us closer to heaven or it takes us farther away from heaven. There is no middle ground. No act that we shall ever do is totally indifferent towards that great question of our salvation. We must therefore view everything in the light of eternity. And the saints give us maxims as to how we are to live if we wish to peacefully meet that moment into which we enter eternity. But these maxims require determination, not half-hearted resolutions that you only sort of mean, but absolute determination. And that even if you fail, you will determine again to get up. The first of these maxims is this: that we ought to think often of eternity and ask yourself before every action, how does this look in the light of eternity? Another way of asking that same question is to do the most uncomfortable thing that you can, and to truly picture yourself on your deathbed, about to draw your last breath on this earth, and then think, what would I have wished to have done earlier? Imagine you're dying and asking those questions. The second maxim is pray. It doesn't get much simpler than that. St. Alphonsus says, he who prays will be saved. He who does not pray will be damned. And I particularly recommend to you devotion to the Blessed Mother and to her Holy Rosary. Just read the pages of the lives of the saints, how Our Lady has always had such a great influence on their sanctification. Read about the Rosary and all of the miracles of conversion, of sanctification, and so on and so forth, that the Rosary has brought about. Devotion to Our Lady and the Rosary is, after all, a sign of predestination, a sign that Our Lady is drawing you to heaven. The third maxim is to use the means which God has blessed you with. God has chosen you. Every one of you sitting here today, He has chosen you in particular out of billions of other people in the world and chose you to possess the true faith, the true sacraments, the true Mass. You are the one chosen. Mass, Holy Communion, Confession, these are all the means that God has given us to save our soul. If it's been years since you've been to confession, don't worry. Go into the confessional. Father will help you through your confession. If you have questions or fears, don't. Go to Father, and He will help you with that as well. For God has given you the means, as a good father always will. And fourth, should you ever have the misfortune, despite all of your good resolutions made, to fall and fall again, do not ever lose courage in the fight. If you have resolved 1,000 times and broken the resolutions 1,000 times, well, then make 1,001 resolutions and keep it going. That is how fallen human nature makes progress in the spiritual life. And always trust in the mercy of God, remembering what St. Therese said, that even if I had all the sins imaginable on my soul, I would still, with the greatest confidence in God's mercy, throw myself into His arms and beg His forgiveness, and I am certain that I will receive it. To conclude, St. Teresa of Avila, she says that we only have one soul, and that there is only one eternity, and there is only one chance at saving our eternal soul for all eternity. But the good God, as a loving Father, has given us everything necessary and made it as easy as He possibly could to help us save our souls. So let that thought of eternity forever be always in your mind, especially in moments of hardship and temptation, and you'll be well prepared to meet that single instant when your soul departs time and enters into eternity. Remember thy last end, scriptures say, and thou shalt not sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.